time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Mike Elias met with the media prior to the start of the Orioles' final homestand at Camden Yards.
Do you have any injury updates?
I don't have it perfectly memorized, okay. So I was kind of hoping you guys would have specific questions.
How's Mountcastle doing? Is he progressing at all?
Yeah, Mountie is doing well. He is in Florida. I was there at our instructional league yesterday and had a chance to see him work out. He's making a hitting progression. He's got a sore wrist, and he's making his way back from that, and that takes a few steps. But I do think we have a really good chance to see him playing for Norfolk here pretty soon, and I do think we're going to get him back, and he's making a push. And we definitely will take what we can get from him, and we're hopeful to get him back before the season's over.
Is there still time for Grayson to get back?
I think time is the key element here. He is doing really well. He's only about 5.5 weeks out from the injury, and even sort of optimistically, these are 6 to 8 week type of things usually. So we're still really on the front end of the window. He's throwing a bullpen today. It's healing. It seems like everything's really moving in the right direction. Obviously, some days move a little faster than others, but it's been a real steady course of progression. That said, time in the calendar is not exactly our friend here with 12 games to go in the regular season. So we're just kind of doing everything that we can to keep it moving in the right direction on a day-by-day basis, and sort of see where we're at in terms of the calendar, and then also our scenarios and what we're projected to be in postseason wise and all that, and we'll see where we're at with Grayson. But right now it's a one thing at a time, one day at a time kind of thing. He's throwing a bullpen today. Hopefully that continues to go well. If it does, the next step would be live BPs, so on and so forth. One thing to keep in mind is Norfolk's done after this weekend. So anything that we have to do to build them up after that will have to be like a simulated variety, but we'll just see. We're taking it one day at a time, but he is healing and doing really well, and that's the most important thing.
How difficult is it to build him up to a starter's workload, and is it an option at all to potentially have him prepare to be in the bullpen late this season or for the postseason?
I think kind of like I said, I think time would be the factor that might prevent that kind of buildup more than anything, but it's a real factor. And a reliever takes less buildup for sure, but this kid is a starting pitcher. And also, first and foremost, I mean, we're going to be most interested in doing the right thing for his health and his career. So we'll take all of that into account. Very difficult for me to give you a real direct answer on that, because it's going to depend on the circumstances, the rest of our staff, the standings, yada yada yada. There's a lot that's going to go into it. The main thing is making progress with his health one day at a time, and we'll sort of, when we get to a fork in the road about how much to build him up and when, we'll address that then.
How's Jordan Westbrook?
Jordan's doing great, too. I think you may see him hit BP out on the field here today like a normal citizen, so that'll be exciting. And we can't wait to have him back. We are expecting him back before the end of the regular season. We're not totally there yet, but it's going really well.
Do you think that he can play in a game in Norfolk sometime this year?
I do think that's a possibility. With the time frames we're dealing with here, not really fair to me or the player to put exact time frames on here. They're allowed to have a day where they're sore. We might back things up a day. I don't want to rule any of that out, but it is a possibility that he's taking BP out on the field today, so he's getting really close to playing baseball games.
What about Ramon Arias?
Ramon is here. Saw him in Florida yesterday too. That's chugging along well. I would kind of put him in a similar bucket with our other position players, Mountie and Westberg, where we feel like we're getting close to hopefully shipping them out to play some real baseball here soon and getting them back before the end of the regular season.
Is Coulomb
going to
be able to pitch here?
Coulomb is supposed to pitch tonight. My understanding is that game has a chance to get rained out. If that happens, he'll pitch tomorrow. We will take it from there. I think the bottom line is these with where we're at in the calendar and then the nature of these rehab assignments, that each outing is informative, you know, and then the next day is informative. How do they feel the next day? So whenever he's ready, we're going to activate him when he's ready. Right now, he's going to pitch at least one more time and possibly multiple more times in Norfolk, but it's really going to be kind of Danny's call and, you know, his stuff and his performance and all that. But he's doing well and getting close to being an option, but we're not going to jump the gun on him until he's fully healthy and back to his accustomed level.
Mike, when you look at these last 3 months, what do you feel like are the biggest factors that have contributed to the team just underperforming here, playing under 500 baseball?
Yeah, I've certainly been thinking about it a lot. I mean, this is you know, something that occupies every waking hour of my time, and you know, this team, this organization, and you know, so we've been going through a patch here for a few months, and it's been trying for all of us. This is the first time I think this group has kind of experienced this collective struggle since we've been a winning team. And to me, where I'm at today is, you know, this is a group that has had a really long track record, players and staff, really long track record of success here. I mean, you go back to like the middle of 2022 with this group of players, more or less, and we're one of the winningest teams in baseball since then. And now, you know, within the span of a few months, it's gotten away from us. And we're going through a trying time, and this is the first time together, I think, that this group is experiencing this. And obviously there are circumstances outside of our control that are making it worse, and perhaps you know, causing a good deal of it. But I do think that this group is, all of us individually within this group are experiencing this kind of negativity as a winning team. You know, this is a team up until a couple months ago was one of the best teams in all of baseball, and this is hitting all of us together at once. And when that happens, you know, all of us, I think, individually reflect on it and you know, what we could do better, or could have done better, or will do better going forward, how to improve our own personal processes and approach. But overall, this is still that same group, and we're going to figure this out, and we're going to get out of it. And I think it's going to start tonight, and I think we're going to get right here before the season's over. I think we're going to make the playoffs, and I think we're going to do really well in the playoffs. And so I think this is something that this group is going to get behind it. And the players that have been putting a lot of pressure on themselves to pick up the rest of the lineup, they're, you know, going to figure out the right approach, and then we're going to get some guys back. And I think we're going to feel like ourselves again here before too late. And that's our goal here the rest of the way. So I believe in these guys. I believe in the staff. You know, this has been, you know, an unpleasant stretch here for the latter part of the summer. And we're all wearing it and processing it individually, but we're ready to pull this together. And I believe that we're going to, and we still got time to do so.
Mike, to kind of pull back on that, the negativity aspect, are you talking about sort of external because you're not meeting the standards that are internal because guys feel like they've been accustomed to winning?
Internal. I mean, we've been accustomed to winning. We went more than a calendar year without getting swept, just things like that. The mojo that we've had, it just has drifted away from us the last few months. And obviously there's reasons for it that are obvious, but I do think a lot of it is we've got people here that are experiencing a downturn, whether it's themselves or the team, for the first time together in this group as this context. A lot of the people doing so are young and inexperienced. A lot of the people are pressing to make up for other people's absences or their own slumps. And, you know, baseball is not kind to you when you try harder sometimes. It's, you know, the players can talk about it better than I can. But, you know, it's a game that can backfire on you when you get out of yourself. And, you know, it's been a difficult period, but I think we're all sick of it and we're ready to get it behind us. And, you know, I really believe that we're going to rally here down the stretch. kind of get our identity back, and hopeful that we're able to put together a really good appearance in the playoffs. We got to get there first. We're in a position right now to get there, but there are 12 games left. We need to win as many of them as possible, and that's what our focus is on. And it's hopefully it starts tonight, starts this series, this homestand, and we'll take it from there. But I this is a group that has accomplished a lot together up until very recently, and it certainly hasn't shaken my belief in any of them.
Mike, you mentioned a couple of times, a couple of other players have mentioned that this is the first time this group of four players have experienced losing, and they're experiencing now at the major league level. But they haven't been able to get past that, it seems. They haven't been able to get any momentum when things are going right. Do you think maybe there's a lack of veteran leadership or maybe a lack of direction from the coaches that have contributed to this, so them not knowing how to get past this period?
I think they will get past it, first of all, so I'll be clear about that. I think when we've gone through an unsuccessful couple of months like this, a lot of it is stuff that's out of people's control, but obviously, not everybody's approaching their jobs, their execution, their own processes perfectly, and that starts with me. And so, look at that, but it does not affect my belief in the people that we've selected to play on this team, to coach this team, to do their jobs. And they've proven their skill at that up until very, very recently over a pretty long period of time. We all have to make adjustments in this league. It's very competitive. Your competition's always getting better. Your competition's adjusting specifically to you. And we all need to self-modify and evolve to stay competitive in the major leagues. But that's different than losing confidence in personnel or a group of people. And I have extreme confidence in this group and these personnel. And, that's why I'm saying this ain't over yet, and we're fighting every night. And I think we've got some fun in store for us if we can just keep the focus on a night-to-night basis, get some of these guys back healthy, get people back to their approaches, and I think it's starting to happen.
Mike, in terms of hitting, a lot of the time getting back to what you guys did well in the beginning of the season, is there a certain point where changes do need to be made in terms of maybe plate approach or with kind of the mentality that's being preached at the plate? I mean, or is it as easy as, hey, like, we did really well for 2.5 months at the beginning of the year, let's kind of get back to that?
Yeah, I think, I could sit here and bloviate about the nature of hitting for a while, and I definitely don't want to do that, and I'm not the person that should be doing that. It's a tricky thing. I think the best way to put it is, guys are trying to get back to what makes them good and themselves. And, sometimes when you're struggling, your teammates are struggling, your teammates are hurt, they're absent, that we certainly have players and a lot of us around here that feel like they want to do something to help. And like I said, baseball has a weird way of sometimes punishing you when you try to do more or alter your approach or come out of yourself. So, the important thing is the work and the focus of the work. And, it's okay, for players to have stretches where they're not productive as they want to be, but they, stay kind of apply a process to get back to a consistent baseline. I think that's what everybody back there is trying to work towards. And if that was the way they were hitting in the beginning of the season for some people, great. If it's something new for others, great too. But, it's a group that they're smart, they're driven, they're conscientious, and they're working like hell on this every night. And the results are going to start to fall in terms of the box scores.
Mike, just to kind of follow up, you mentioned extreme confidence in the personnel and the coaching staff. With all the injuries we were talking about this to kick this off, what kind of data or what kind of results do you look at
to evaluate the performance of the coaching staff when they're coaching so many players that obviously you did not start the year with?
Yeah, I mean that's you know, tricky. I you know, in terms of you know, what we look for in coaches, it you know, it would be a long answer for any of us. And I think you know, the people's information and their approach to their job, the players may change, but that part of it is consistent, and you've got to tailor it to certain players, and you know, that can change. But to my larger point, you know, this is a organization that up until the most recent version of this, other executives voting us as one of the top hitting development organizations in the game, that was producing one of the better offenses in the game, and you know, that won 100 games last year with this group of players. So you know, we're aware of the fact that we're in a slump as a team right now, as an organization, all of us, and we're working on that. But we don't want to lose sight of where we are and how we got here. But it doesn't mean we're immune to improving ourselves, making corrections, making adjustments. And that's what's been going on behind the scenes. We're a scrappy group of players. These guys are going to pull this out here. And I think it's going to start right now.
Offseason and at the trade deadline, do you feel like you've done enough to supplement the core that you had drafted and inherited to take this team all the way this season?
I think you know, trade deadline in particular, and the offseason and everything going into it, I was very fixated on pitching depth, pitching improvements, and you know, going into the deadline, our rotation was scuffling. You know, as it has turned out, our injuries, we've had pitching injuries, but they've come way more on the position player side and in very unexpected ways. And that's been unfortunate. It's just another kind of humbling reminder of how baseball keeps you on your toes and keeps you guessing. You know, the primary focus of mine has been, you know, bringing in pitchers, starting pitchers, help on that front, and it's turned out here that you know, that's you know, not necessarily been the crisis we were expecting in the second half, and we've been paying for it. So yeah, ultimately, you know, I put the roster together, I put the staff together, I put the personnel together, you know, results in this business, whether it's this year or other years, you know, it starts right here with me. You know, that's been I think our focus this year, and you know, the testing of our depth, and a lot of the depth that we've lost, is not something that I anticipated to this degree in the second half. Senior, on the position player side, I mean.
Senior Canoca,
he's been sore. He's throwing today. I think it's going really good. I think he'll be live tonight. You may see him in the game tonight. With that said, he's playing catch here today, but I think that's hopefully behind us.